How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to talk about winter eye care. We don't often think about our eyes needing special care during the winter, but they actually do. And with me today, my guest is Dr. Nishi Reddy. She's an assistant professor of ophthalmology at the Moran Eye Center and a writer for Good Rx. Thanks so much for being with me. And let's just jump right into the questions here. So what are some of the common eye problems people have in the winter?
So some common eye problems that we see that people have in the winter are dry eye, viral conjunctivitis, also known as pink eye, and eye allergies. The winter air is a lot drier, and we also turn our heaters on in the winter, which can worsen dry eye. Pink eye or viral conjunctivitis is also associated with upper respiratory infections, and we see these more often in the winter. You can experience snow blindness, also known as photokeratitis. That's a sunburn that affects the cornea, which is the clear front part of the eye, and that happens when UV light is reflected off of the snow.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about prevention here. What can we do, first of all, for dry eyes?
So there's a couple things we can do. Using a humidifier at night while you're sleeping can help your dry eye. Using artificial tears regularly will help treat the symptoms of dry eye disease. And staying hydrated is vital to your overall health status in addition to your eye health. Try not to sit directly in front of the hot air, as this can worsen dry eye. So I would recommend keeping the car vents turned away from your face.
Okay, talk about artificial tears for a minute. There's a big difference between artificial tears and eye drops, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a lot of artificial tears out on the market. Try and avoid anything that says get the red out, as the active ingredient in those drops aren't great for your eyes in the long term. Now, if you feel like your symptoms are still very bothersome and not controlled with these over-the-counter moisturizing tears, you would probably need to see your eye doctor for an evaluation and see if there's any other drops that we could recommend that aren't just over-the-counter artificial tears.
So is it a good practice to use artificial tears even if you don't maybe suffer from dry eye?
Sometimes it can be helpful just to keep those eyes moisturized, because even if you aren't feeling the symptoms of dry eye, you may still have dry eye disease. So symptoms can actually vary from person to person. You know, sometimes it presents as like a gritty sensation, or you feel like something's in your eyes. Sometimes your eyes just look red. Oftentimes you notice tearing and watery eyes. And then sometimes your vision can actually be blurred due to dryness.
I know my husband uses artificial tears all the time, and he says it's because he has dry eyes. And for a long time, I just thought it was like, okay, whatever. And then until I had a retinal tear, and then I realized really the benefit of using something like artificial tears.
Yeah, exactly.
So are there things, foods that we can eat that actually help as well to moisturize our eyes or to prevent disease?
Yeah, that's a great question. So eating a well-balanced diet can keep your eyes healthy. So I think the key here is a variety of foods. Now, omega-3 fatty acids can help keep your eyes healthy. You can take a supplement, or you can eat salmon, tuna, sardines, or trout. We also want to keep our maculas healthy by getting our antioxidants in, specifically lutein and zeaxanthin. These are found in the pigments of leafy green vegetables like kale or spinach or collard greens. And we also want to get our vitamin A in. So for that, that'll be carrots, squash, apricots, and eggs, for example.
Do the folks who wear contact lenses have a greater risk or a higher probability of having problems with things like dry eyes and conjunctivitis, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when the environment and climate are more dry, and on top of that, you wear contact lenses, you may start experiencing more dry eye symptoms. The wind can also feel worse if you wear contact lenses. So make sure to practice good contact lens hygiene by removing your contacts every night before you go to sleep and replacing your contacts regularly. You can also talk to your eye doctor about the best type of contacts for people with dry eye.
Are there also winter eye allergies that people need to be aware of?
So allergens like dust mites and pet dander and mold spores are more prevalent in closed indoor spaces. And during the winter, since we're spending a lot more time indoors usually, you can notice the symptoms of eye allergies more. So that would be itching, redness, and watery eyes.
Yeah, so if you have eyes that are weeping a little bit, that would be an allergy possibly?
Could be allergy, could be dry eye, could be a little bit of both.
Oh, boy. Could be a lot of different things. Okay, So what other habits should we practice to make sure we can keep our eyes healthy?
So super important to wear sunglasses with UV protection to keep your eyes healthy. Make sure that the label on the sunglasses says either 100% UVA, UVB protection, or UV 400 on it. Also, keep your fingers away from your eyes, as rubbing can actually worsen corneal disease. Also, viruses are transmitted from surface to surface, so you might be putting yourself at risk for viral conjunctivitis or pink eye. Also, very important to wear protective eyewear when you're participating in winter sports. And taking regular breaks when working at the computer or other screens will help avoid eye strain.
Yeah. How does our use of computers and always looking at our phones, how has that been impacting our eyes?
Well, it's definitely causing more symptoms of eye strain. Also, during those times, we don't find ourselves blinking as often. So if you already have some dry eye going on, situations like that, you know, staring at the computer, looking at our phone for hours on end, we're not blinking as often. So your dry eye symptoms are going to get exacerbated.
I appreciate your time on this. Oftentimes when we think of winter, we think of bad air and we think of things like hypothermia, but we don't often talk about eye care in the winter. Any final thoughts then for our listeners?
I think just making sure to protect your eyes and overall keeping your general hydration status up will help keep your dry eye symptoms under control. But yeah, I think just kind of thinking about protecting your eyes is the best thing that we can do.
Doctor, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much for being with me today.
All right. Thanks so much, Maria.
My guest today has been Dr. Nishi Reddy, an assistant professor of ophthalmology at the Moran Eye Center. You can find more health and fitness tips on our socials. Find us on Instagram on Moving Maria and on Facebook at Let's Get Moving with Maria. Have a great day.
At Smith's Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Smith's Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Smith's, a world of care is in store. Visit smithsfoodanddrug.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.